Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. If you are interested in our July schedule, check out yesterday's podcast for the 4th of July, where we walk through our travels for the month of July. We'll be everywhere from Southern California, Northern California, Southeast Missouri, East Central Missouri, and Northeast Arkansas. It's a very busy month of travel, and very excited about some of the places the Lord is allowing us to go in and for the very first time, so check that out. Speaking of going into for the first time, we are entering the 15th chapter of the book of Acts, and we are about to see a serious point of transition in this book. Not only will the Holy Spirit pretty much exclusively follow the Apostle Paul from here on out, but also we're about to see the church in its developmental stages, going through some very difficult theological questions, and some things that come out of this 15th chapter really have never stopped. That's not the right phrase. Their effectiveness continues until this day in one form or the other. Over the next several days, we'll get into what I mean by that, but what the overview of this in a nutshell is, we're about to enter the conflict over circumcision. It's going to prompt the first ever council in Jerusalem, where the early church, specifically the disciples of Jesus, will come together to discuss whether or not new believers need to be circumcised in order to be considered saved, and we'll talk about what that definition might have meant as well. A couple of theological highlights are going to happen in this chapter. One will be James's introduction of the old Amos idea of a tabernacle of David, and we'll spend considerable time on that tabernacle. And also they will issue a decree, what they believe that Gentile Christians should adhere to. It will be as important to note what they don't say as to note what they do say, but we'll also need to discuss the implications of both things, what they don't and what they do. And what does that mean for us today? But more importantly, yes, what did it mean for them? Why more importantly? Because they are who the book is about. They are the context. So with that in mind, Acts chapter 15, verse 1, certain men came down from Judea and taught the brethren, unless you are circumcised according to the custom of Moses, you cannot be saved. So to make it clear, we are talking about male circumcision, baby boys 8 days old, circumcised into Judaism, according to the custom of Moses, they say. So we're not just talking about an Abrahamic circumcision, we're talking about that which brings you into Judaism. And their declaration is, unless this happens, you cannot be saved. I've had people ask me, what does the New Testament mean when it says saved, be saved from? Most of the time you see the reference is saved from wrath. I believe that directly the New Testament writers were talking about salvation from the coming judgment. Salvation from the coming wrath, that which they knew Jesus said was on its way. He called it the days of vengeance in Luke. He told them these things would come upon that generation, and they're all looking at being saved from that moment. There's not the indication of being saved from hell. That's more of our construct, but that's not the epistles. You'll struggle to find statements that back up that concept in that frame of mind. So you cannot be saved, I think, was salvation from the coming wrath. We'll talk about this and get into detail over the next several days and weeks. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.